once again. Isn't that beautiful? Please have a seat, friends. Our chains are gone. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful song. Well, good morning. If you are a guest or a visitor with us this morning or joining us online, God's peace be with you, and thank you for joining with us. And we pray that God would draw us all closer to Him as the body of Christ. So please join me in prayer. Almighty and eternal God, we gather this morning just incredibly blessed by all of your gifts, this fellowship of believers, the good news that you have surrounded us with this day. So for all of those things, Lord, that we are praying about, we bring them this morning now, right this very moment, to the foot of the cross. Those burdens, those tough decisions, the sin that we have, we bring it to you. In the precious name of Jesus, we ask for your blessed forgiveness. And it is in your name that we pray. Amen. Well, good to see you guys. I know we got a couple guests in the crowd this morning. A special welcome to you. And you know, this is incredible because you're here. You got to come all 4 weeks now because we're I got one. Starting in, you got to know how it ends, right? Well, we're starting a new sermon series this morning. I love the graphics. Where's Deb? Okay, isn't that beautiful? Yeah, very high end, very cool. God reaching down because we are growing in Christ. But like I say, we're starting a new 4-week sermon series today, Growing in Christ. And I got to be honest with you, we should have no other goal in our life than we would want to grow in our faith. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grow in the just the way we share His love. The way that we walk through life. But we're going to look at the story today of Zacchaeus in a really different way, because this series will take us through many stages that we go through in our faith life. So over the next 4 weeks, we will be talking about week one. Exploring Christ, seeking God. That's today, seeking God. We're coming and trying to figure out what God is, what's it all about. Week two, growing in Christ. Will it be the step-by-step process on how we grow in our faith? And week three, living in Christ, the role that God takes in our lives. We might be a little bit surprised. And then week four, we bring it all to conclusion with the ultimate goal, and that is to live a Christ-centered life. That when we wake up in the morning, before we even think about all the stuff that we got to deal with, that we put Jesus first in our lives. So basically, over the next 4 weeks, we will be talking about how we grow in our faith, well, as a Christian. Or how we get really from one place to another in our faith life, whether that's in the church or that's in our personal lives. Because there are different stages that you can be in and that you will be surrounded by in your life. Different stages you will be in spiritually. So today we're going to look at that very first section, because we can almost break this down into a pie chart. I just couldn't figure out how to do it on my slide, so I'm just going to tell you what happens. Because this first stage that we go through is called Exploring Christ. And this section, it represents anywhere from 4 to 6% of a typical congregation. But ironically, about 17% of society in general. So what does that mean? Well, interestingly, it means that we find a lot of our friends, we find a lot of our family members are in this category today of exploring Christ. Because within this section, we find today our hero, the main character, a man by the name of Zacchaeus. Someone who was, well, clearly exploring God. So, If you brought your Bibles, please open up to Luke chapter 19. We're going to pick it up at verse 1. If you forgot your Bible in the car, that's okay. We're going to put it up on the screen. So we see here today that our reading from Luke writes, "He, Jesus, entering Jericho and was passing through. And behold, there was a man by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he was seeking to see who Jesus was. But on the account of the crowd, he could not, because he was small in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass by." Well, the first thing we see right away is a few things on our main character, but the thing that really jumps off the page to me is, why Zacchaeus? I mean, this guy, by all accounts, was one of the most hated men in the city. People did not like this guy. See, he was not only a tax collector, he was the chief tax collector, and a crooked one at that. So out of the hundreds of people that were in the crowd, Jesus chose him, Zacchaeus, this wealthy tax guy, a man who was lost in his wealth, a man who was so attached to earthly and worldly things that he couldn't see past his own desires. But soon, he'll come encounter with Jesus. So again, why him? Well, if you know anything about our Lord, he never does anything without a plan, right? It's that upper story that we talk about. So this morning, we're going to be focusing in on Zacchaeus, this high-ranking tax man, a man that in many ways is not unlike a lot of people that we know today. But this guy, this tax guy, has figured out a way to skim money off the top. He has found a way to squeeze every penny out of the wallets of the people in the region. And now what we see in the reading is that Jesus is passing through Jericho on his way to Jerusalem for his final days. And he comes in contact with this wealthy government man. So this morning, I'm going to just use three simple points, because we have three very simple but three very unique situations. So our first point this morning is the searching sinner. The searching sinner. We see that Zacchaeus was a man of prominence. His name in Hebrew actually meant pure and righteous. You get the irony, because this guy was not thought of anything close to pure and righteous, mainly because of his job. See, as a tax collector, he worked for Rome. So he wasn't getting a lot of invitations to birthday parties, I'll tell you that. The fact that he worked for the Roman IRS indicated one thing and one thing only. He was only interested in money and what was in it for himself. But Zacchaeus was much more than just a tax collector. He was the chief tax collector. And he was in charge of all of the tax collectors in the whole region. And he had figured out a way to take anywhere from 10 to 20% commission on all the taxes that were collected, that is, before he sent the revised version on to Rome. So clearly, Zacchaeus was a traitor in the eyes of the people. And in fact, in comparison, he would have been thought of today as perhaps a high-level drug dealer. That's how fond he was in the eyes of the people. Early on in his ministry, Jesus was always accused of, hanging out with tax collectors. In the eyes of the Pharisees, he received these guys warmly. But see, let me share something with you. Jesus loved people that were nothing like him. And they loved him. Actually, it's recorded in Matthew chapter 9 that when the Pharisees saw this, they asked the disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with these guys? What's going on? But it's here in verse 3 and 4 of our readings today. And this is where it, well, perhaps hits a little closer to home for us. And he was seeking to see, Zacchaeus, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But on the account of the crowd, he could not because he was small and he was short, okay? Vertically challenged, is that a little more politically correct? Yeah. Not many people ask me in a grocery store to grab something off the top shelf either, so. But he climbed a tree, ran down, climbed a tree because he wanted to see who Jesus was. Now, we know that Zacchaeus was a very wealthy man, and he had all that he wanted. Or did he? Because deep in his heart, he felt there was something missing. And notice that it doesn't say that Zacchaeus wanted to just see Jesus. No, it reads that he wanted to see who Jesus was. He wanted to figure out what it was. What is it about this man that made him different from everybody else? He was drawn to this man, this guy who had just given sight to a blind beggar, this guy that has gone around the city and has healed people. Because now this healer is walking through his streets. This is his town. And he wanted to know what's going on. But yet, Zacchaeus may not have fully understood what was going on in his heart. See, Zacchaeus had a deep need. He had a deep yearning to get to know Jesus, but he didn't know why. As I said, here's where it hits home for us today. Because perhaps some of you here today, some of you online are feeling that way. You're drawn to Jesus, you're intrigued by who he is, and you want to get to know more about him, but you don't know why. So as we look a little closer at Zacchaeus, we see that he's got two problems right off the bat. Number one is the physical. He was short. He couldn't see over the crowd, so he had to go up a tree. But the second problem that he had was much more significant. He had a spiritual problem because his sins were keeping him from God. You know, Zacchaeus knew the scriptures. He knew what God had said in his holy word. And in fact, he remembered what the prophet Isaiah had written years before. It is that our iniquities, that is our sins, are separating us from God. But I love what it says here in verse 3 and 4. He ran ahead and he climbed up a tree. Now, for the most part, you're probably thinking, yeah, big deal. I've climbed a million trees. But in that time, in that era, do you have any idea how inappropriate it was for a wealthy man to shimmy up a tree? But Zacchaeus, he did not allow anything. He didn't allow the crowd. He didn't allow his sinful lifestyle. He didn't allow anything to separate him from his desire to see who Jesus was. And that begs the big question here today. What about us? What about you online? Do you care enough about the condition of your soul to pay whatever price is necessary to be right with God? Are you ready to climb that metaphorical tree above the crowd, to walk away from an unbelieving world, to walk away from even your friends or your family in order to see Jesus, to get closer with him? Whew. That's only the first point. Let's go to our second point. The seeking Savior. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and he said, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." See, in verse 5, we see that while Zacchaeus may have thought he was looking, It was, in fact, really Jesus who was seeking him. Jesus calls to Zacchaeus. Just brushed him, can't do a thing with him. But he calls to Zacchaeus. Again, we're not told why he picked him out of the crowd. He stopped, looked up, and called him by name and said, I must come to your house tonight. Again, we see while Jesus is on his mission, his face is just laser focused on the cross and what he has to do. He stops and he ministers to a searching sinner. He knew where Zacchaeus was. He knew all about him. And Jesus was filled with compassion. And friends, this is how it happens in our lives. As we are in this exploring God stage of our faith, because Jesus makes the first move, he sends his Holy Spirit to come to us when we are dead in our sins. He stops and he offers us life through him. Jesus comes to you. All right, let's go on to our third and our final point, the spectacular salvation. So in verse 8, if you're following along, but Zacchaeus stood up and said, look, Lord, here I am. Now I'll give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I'm going to pay them back four times. And Jesus said to him, today, salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham. Well, I think we can safely conclude and close the chapter on this one that Zacchaeus was converted. He knew that he was a sinner, but he met a Savior that offered him salvation. He offered him eternal life. His conversion was clear because of his repentance. And if you remember, we talked about this last week, repentance isn't just, you know, Lord, I'm sorry, I won't do it again, but you literally will change your life. You will change directions. And it is this life change that Jesus desires in us. Because remember, Zacchaeus says to Jesus, Lord, I'll give half of my possessions. And if I've done anything wrong to anyone, I'll pay them back four times. Four times what I've taken, I'll give them back. Now, let me just hit the pause for a second here. Can you imagine how excited this crowd must have been when they heard this? Because they were about to get the first tax rebate in history. Thank you, Jesus. Well, without getting too deep in it right now, let me just kind of bring this to a close. I try to tie it together because our takeaway today is the good news that we can share with people that we come across that are in this exploring God stage. Those people that are afraid to come to church or afraid to have that conversation with us. Jesus comes to you right where you are. The mission of Jesus, friends, has been crystal clear from the very beginning. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. Do you know that there's about 8 billion people in the world today? And a third of them say that they are Christians. Yeah. And about 10% of them, about 200 million people, are in this exploring God stage of their faith, trying to figure out, who is Jesus? I'm not worthy of this. I go in that church, that ceiling's coming down. And do you realize that you come in contact with so many of these folks on a day-to-day basis and you don't even realize it? So this brings me to my final, perhaps my only reflection question today. Maybe this question you can talk about over breakfast or lunch or dinner over the next couple days. just who is the Zacchaeus in your life? Who is the Zacchaeus in your job or your family or your neighborhood? How many of your neighbors do you see out there cutting grass when you're going to church on Sunday? If you recall from the reading earlier, Zacchaeus was chosen by God. Jesus didn't say, come to my nice church. Become a Lutheran or a Catholic or a Baptist or a Presbyterian. No. First, you got to memorize the New Testament before. No, he didn't say that either. Jesus says, I'm coming to your house. He didn't say, dress this way, talk this way, stand this way. No, Jesus said, I'm coming to your house. I'm coming to you. I want to get to know you. Friends, Jesus is seeking us to have a deeper relationship with us. Because faith is not about religion. It is about a relationship with Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen? Next week, we're going to get together again, and we're going to talk on how growing in Christ, how developing that relationship takes place. We're going to look at actual steps in this process, that what we can do to be in a deeper relationship with Jesus. So friends, until next week, remember that Jesus seeking to have a relationship with you. Open up your heart, and he will give you peace. Amen. Please pray with me. Almighty God, we thank you and we praise you. We don't understand why you chose us. We don't understand what it is about us that endears us so much to you. We can just simply say thank you. Lord, as we gather together this day around your sacrament, we open up our hearts to you, Lord. Come in, change us. Empower us to go out and share this wonderful message with everyone that we meet. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.